Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A new report shows just how out of reach San Francisco rents are for the average person. So, Phil, just how much do people need to make to afford a place?
It probably takes a household income of about $68.33 an hour. That's more than four times the minimum wage in the Bay Area to comfortably afford a two-bedroom apartment in the Bay Area. That's according to this latest study by the National Low Income Housing Coalition. They analyzed rent patterns, federal wage and rent data between 2019 and 2021. Now, definitely they have an axe to grind or an agenda to push, which is more low-income affordable housing. And they're basing this on the idea that 30% of your income goes into housing. Okay, we've known for a long time in the Bay Area, nobody just gets off with 30% of their income going into housing. And it's been, I can't remember the time when somebody making a minimum wage could actually afford a two-bedroom apartment. But the bottom line is that when it comes to rents, we are not only the top San Francisco, we're the top four in the nation. San Francisco, San Jose, Santa Cruz, and then Oakland are the top four in the nation when it comes to the disparity about how much people make versus how much they have to pay for rent. And we have six of the top cities in the top 10 nationally. So not only is the Bay Area out of whack, California's out of whack, and we are number one in the out of whack category.
You know what? I had to clear the wax out of my ears there for a minute. What was that hourly rate that we have to make again?
$68.33. I don't know where they get the 33.
I don't know.
In San Jose, it's $59. Santa Cruz, it's $58. And Oakland, it's $45. That's the idea.
I think now, a lot of people are going to be asking for a raise.
I was at the Ferry Building the other day, and I came across Acme Bread over there, and they had a sign up that said, you know, basically was telling the customers, listen, we just want to give you a heads up that we're going to have to start charging more because we want to give our workers more money because they can't afford to live here. Now, if you're in tech or something like that and you're making the big bucks, that's what's driving the rents up. Because if the market can afford it, they're going to ask for it. And there's people out there that can afford it. But there are also people on the minimum wage end who can't. And that's one of the reasons why in the post-pandemic, you can't find enough people to work the hotels, to work the restaurants, to work the bakeries and the minimum wage places because they can't afford to stay here. Now, as for solutions, Margie, I think we've heard this before. They say we need more low-income housing. But at the last estimate, building in the Bay Area is off the charts as well. And between the fees you have to pay for the cities to build and the land you have to buy and the cost of materials, you put it all together, and we're talking about $480,000 per, you know, rental unit. That's off the charts as well. That will buy you a major home in the other parts of the state and a mansion in most of the rest of the country. So that's what we're at. We're number one in cost, and we're number one in rent. And, you know, it's number one in frustration as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.